Good morning, guys. Come on up. You're dragging your feet today. Come on. So today is Trinity Sunday, and on Trinity Sunday, we always confess the Athanasian Creed. Have you guys heard of that? We do it once a year, and you're young, so you haven't seen it a lot yet. But in the bulletin, it says that it's the third ecumenical creed. So it's the third creed. There must be other creeds. Is that true? If there's a third, there must be a what? A second and a first. Does anybody know the name of the first one? The oldest creed. Oldest creed is? That's the second. That's the next one. So close. What's the other one then? The Apostles' Creed. Have you guys heard this one? So I put up here the Apostles' Creed. Yes? And the date? AD 140. That's a long time ago. Did you guys know that? This is the creed that gets said at baptisms. Ever since then, way back in the city of Rome, people would confess the Apostles' Creed. The pastor would stand here and say, "Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?" And you would say, "Yes." And he would pour water on you. So that's way back. 140 AD, the church has been saying that for 1900 years. Now, the second creed is the Nicene Creed, and they both have this outline: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Is that true? I believe in God the Father, who made me, and God the Son, who died for me, and God the Holy Spirit, who's converted me. Okay, the Nicene Creed comes from AD 325. AD 325. The next creed is Athanasian Creed. That's the one we're going to confess today. Who knows, what's the number one thing you would notice about the Athanasian Creed? It's really long. That's exactly right. It was written in the year AD 500. Did folks know this date? AD 500. And why is it so long? Because people were saying things that weren't exactly right about Jesus. And so the church had to keep saying, well, we need to say this. And now we need to say this much. And now we need to say this much, right? So the Athanasian Creed is the longest creed. Apostles' Creed, it's short. Nicene Creed, a little longer. Athanasian Creed, really long for us to confess that God the Father has made us, right? And God the Son died and rose. And God the Holy Spirit has changed our hearts and our minds about who God is, right? So that's what we're confessing today, that we know this God, and he's saved us and made us his children, all right? Okay, thanks for coming up. That's when those creeds were written. Oh, by the way, I want to make one more other point. Go ahead. Those creeds are not just Lutheran creeds. Where else are they said? Catholic churches, Anglican churches, Methodist churches, right? These are the creeds of the church, the big church. All right. Let's sing the hymn of the day.